going to work now with listening for information that the body is trying to give us, maybe about a circumstance, something that's bothering us that we might not be aware of, or we might be aware of. So we can work this either way, from feeling tension, something aching in the body that wants to speak to us, and going into focus in that area, or by thinking about a problem, an issue that we're dealing with, a conflict, and then noticing as we think about that issue, conflict, where we feel it in our body. So up to you. And this could be kind of intense, so today's not the day for this one. Go ahead and skip it. But if you are choosing to go forward, now's the time to either notice an area of the body or bring to mind a challenging situation and notice where in the body you start to feel that. As you bring your attention there, see if there's any words or images or sounds that come up for you, colors, sensations, memories, and how they appear in that part of the body. Simply noticing. Textures, shapes, as you bring more and more focus and attention to that area, notice if the sensation or images you're getting are fixed or if they change at all, they move at all. And then you're going to imagine yourself going down to that part of the body where that tension is residing, or that memory is residing, or that conflict is residing, and just almost there, but from afar, letting it know that it's seen. You might imagine yourself approaching it, but giving some space, letting that issue know that, yeah, I hear you. You know, maybe you've been pushing this thing down or aside, or the body's been trying to scream out at you, pay attention. Maybe you don't feel that feeling or situation is valid or worth your attention. Maybe part of you doesn't feel it is. This is the time to be with whatever these feelings are and let them know they're seen. It's okay. You might just let that area know that you're open to whatever it wants to reveal to you, whatever it wants to let you know about the situation. None of this is making sense or resonating. You might just breathe and be here and say, I'm open to anything that's revealed to me. about information my body has about situations in my life. And I'm letting it know I see you. And it makes sense. Makes sense that you're there. It makes sense that you feel that way. Again, just looking for any shifts in that image. Anything else that it wants to reveal to you. Letting you know you're open to learning more, hearing more about what's been going on. Might sit with it and try and see what it's seeing, how it's experiencing the world. When you're ready, you might ask, what it wants you to know. What does it want you to know? And what does it need from you? What does it need from you? Maybe it needs you to know something for right now. Maybe it just needs to be seen. Often as we ask what it needs, there's other parts of us that pop up and other parts of our body that say, oh yeah, but that need isn't valid. That's too much to ask. So if any of those voices or feelings, even subtle, an image or a sensation in another part of the body, you can let it know, I see you. I see your fears. You make sense. Part of you that doesn't want me to know about this part's need, you make sense. I'm just going to settle here with this first part for a minute, but I'm going to hear you out too. As you get those needs. When you feel you've heard them all, you might let that first area know that you're willing to come back to it, you're willing to explore more if you are, that you haven't forgotten about it. And as you bring your mind into any other parts that are coming up in reaction to that, those parts might be, you know, saying, but don't, but if only, or you've tried that, or there might be a protector there that's saying, don't start needing, don't start wanting. There might be a kind of part of you that's saying that's too big, too much to ask, or kidding yourself. There's all these parts of us, and whichever part, if there is one that's kind of screaming out or whispering in opposition to the needs of that first area, you want to sit mindfully with that part now. It has a different energy, different voice, different message. Again, letting it know, I see you. I hear you. You make sense. Letting it know it can trust you to open up about its concerns, the stuff it's been hiding from you, or the ways that it's been protecting you. You might look out and see the world from its point of view. I asking it what it wants you to know. And what it needs from you. You might let it know that its needs make sense. You're willing to explore them further, to come back to them, if you are. And for a moment, you might hold both. See if you can hold both images, sensations, wants, and desires at once. So that it's not one or the other, but they're both there. If you'd like, you might even imagine one in one hand and one in the other hand, and you might bring those hands together. Might not know how to give both parts what they need. You don't have to know for right now, or just being with all the complex and sometimes seemingly contradictory needs that can live inside of us at once. And building our capacity to hold both things. Both things.